I think anybody being classed as a role model in terms of their image is wrong in any sense, whether they're healthy or anything. Like, everybody's image is completely different and it's how they feel in themselves. So I don't think anybody's body image should be a role model for anybody else.
So obviously with the idea of all promotion of these body image issues being bad, would you say that promoting obesity, as is what this could be said to have been done, is that as bad as modelling agencies allegedly promoting anorexia?
I think it's quite a tough one, because technically sort of binge eating is classed as an eating disorder, as is anorexia. So promoting either of them as role models is obviously, it's not good, because it's promoting unhealthy eating, and either of them, they can't be helped. So I don't think that this girl should be sort of subject to abuse because she's overweight, just like if somebody was anorexic, they shouldn't be subject to abuse. So I don't think it's right that she's being called a role model, because if she is of an unhealthy weight, but she said, like, I've done a bit of reading, she said she goes to the gym and she trains and whatnot, so she's trying to keep healthy, I guess. Yeah, I think it's just about sort of saying to people, or not saying to people, that any image is right or wrong. I think there's sort of so many problems, and you just shouldn't be. You should just be, as long as you're healthy.
And obviously, we're all at university and we're under quite a bit of stress, especially seeing as exams are just finished. So how prevalent would you say body image issues are at university?
Yeah, I think they are the prevalent for children, for adults, for people at university. And it's also for men and for women as well. It's not just women who are self-conscious about their bodies. And I just think, it's really important just to try and be comfortable in your own body. And if you're never going to be Michelle Keegan, or you're never going to be someone else, like, it doesn't matter, as long as you're happy with yourself. And it's also about doing it for yourself as well. Like, if I go to the gym, I don't go to the gym because I want someone else to think that I've got a nice body. I go because I want to feel good in myself. So it's just sort of getting that sort of in your head of that you don't have to do something for someone else, just do it for yourself.
Yeah, so it's this idea of this positive body image. So what does the SU do to promote such an image?
Well, our women's officers in November did a body confidence week, where they sort of did a load of workshops in the week for all the ladies of the university, and they did some like craft shops and things like that. And they did a video where they asked men and women sort of what they liked about themselves, what their favourite part about themselves. And it was just about sort of getting people to like their imperfections and to not sort of shy away from them. So that was a really positive week. But yeah, I'm always up for doing more. And like I said, promote it to men and to women.
Okay, so the students are worried about their weight. What would you advise they do?
I think if there's any point where you sort of feel like you're being a bit overconscious about what you're eating, or you're getting into these sort of rituals, then I'd definitely go and seek help. We have, obviously, you've got the GP and the Student Advice Centre and the Counselling Service, which would probably say were the first point of calls, and they're completely anonymous. We also have BEAT, which is our Students' Union's self-help group, and they meet up every other Wednesday, 7 to 8.30 in C4 or 5 in Portland, and that's where you can sort of just go and talk with the students, and it's sort of a self-help group if you don't want to go and see your GP or anyone like that.